Observation time, pure Opelka observation time. I think the comedy community is finally getting back to balanced attacks. Why do I say this? Well, a couple weeks ago, Dana Carvey, in an interview, chided Saturday Night Live for its obsession with Donald Trump. And Carvey warned them about going too far and doing just too much of a constant, endless attack on Donald Trump without going after the other side. Well, what happened this past weekend? SNL actually had a sketch that mocked Democrats for being the party of old white people. Did you catch it?
You love our fresh new ideas delivered by fresh new faces like me, Nancy Pelosi.
And me, Dianne Feinstein.
And me, Chuck Schumer.
Y yo soy Tim Kaine.
And I'm team player Donna Brazile.
And we also have some great new leaders waiting in the wings, like hot young thing Elizabeth Warren. And also, that's right,
it's Biden time.
And I'm still around too.
That brutal 3 minute plus sketch tore at the heart of the Democratic authority, right at the leaders of the party. And it pointed out the biggest problem they have: entrenched Washington elites, all of them in their 70s. I think the youngest person they mentioned was Elizabeth Warren, and she's about to turn 70. So the Democrats can't be happy about that. But you know what? It's good for comedy. It's very good for all of us when everybody gets made fun of. If we stop making fun of any group, then we are suppressing speech. I was also surprised to see a sketch from Family Guy getting sent around the Twitter universe and around the Facebook universe this week. It's Seth MacFarlane's show, and I don't think of Seth MacFarlane as a guy who will take shots at liberals. And yet, in the sketch that MRC posted on their site, in the scene from Family Guy, it rips apart the social justice warriors. It just absolutely takes them apart and roasts them beautifully. Now, the scene, if you're not familiar with the show, features Brian the dog facing off against a bunch of social justice warriors who are claiming to be mad at the... Now, this is a talking dog. Yes, I know how ridiculous it is. But the social justice warriors have gathered in front of the house and they are there to shut him down. But he delivers a brilliant takedown of all of the arguments from the snowflakes. Check this one out.
Hello. As you all know, I'm Brian Griffin.
Boo! Boo! Brian Griffin! Boo!
I want to read a few words.
Boo! Liar! Boo! Brian Griffin! Boo!
Anyway, I want to...
Apologize somewhere else. Boo! Boo! Brian! Boo!
To me, that's quite genius. What he's doing is showing that the social justice warriors don't want an honest exchange of ideas. They just want silence. They want to shut down anybody whose speech does not agree with theirs. He then goes on to have the talking dog, Brian, attempt to read his apology, only to be shut down by the social justice gender police.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here today to apologize.
Why did you say ladies first? That's sexist.
It's just a standard greeting. Let me start over. Gentlemen and ladies...
Who says the man?
Okay, sorry. I humans in the audience.
I identify as a basketball.
Humans and basketballs.
I'm a parrot who mimics words but doesn't comprehend them.
Humans, basketballs, talking parrots, and whatever else is out there.
Whatever? It's whoever.
Actually, it's whomever.
No one likes you, Mary.
In under a minute, this animated sketch has torn apart some of the basic, stupid arguments brought forth by the social justice warriors. But there's still more to come. And eventually, Brian, the talking dog, brings more clarity as he takes on the snowflakes. They get a little offended. They accuse him of tone policing. And then one of the snowflakes declares that anything they don't agree with should be illegal in 2017. Ridiculous, and yet It's kind of how they feel, isn't it?
That makes me uncomfortable. Anything that makes me uncomfortable in 2017 should be illegal.
You know what? I'm not a racist, all right? I just told a bad joke. There's a huge difference, but nobody on the internet ever takes the time to ask themselves, is this worth freaking out over? Or are there bigger problems in the world than this tweet? Well, I assure you, there are. And just for the record, I love black people. I watch tons of black porn. So what do you all want from me? Huh? You want to ruin my life? Then congratulations, you did it. Everybody hates me. I can't leave the house without getting harassed. No one will hire me.
That was a problem before.
I can't turn on my phone without strangers telling me to kill myself or that they're going to kill my family. Leave me alone! I'm the self-righteous liberal douchebag, not you! I've kissed a transsexual before! How many of you can say that? Where's my medal? I am so far left, I'm spinning in circles, you Instead of killing myself, I should kill all of you!
Seth MacFarlane, the guy behind Family Guy, is not a conservative, not even close to being a conservative. And yet, he ripped into the social justice warriors, tore apart their arguments, showed them the ridiculousness of half of their statements and how their language is actually suppressing freedom and not pushing for more freedom. That was wonderful. Thank you, Seth MacFarlane. And thank you, SNL, for realizing you can poke fun at both sides because, frankly, both sides deserve it. And you're not going to run out of material. You won't have Trump fatigue. Maybe they did take Dana Carvey's advice after all.